Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Health Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. I have Lucretia Cheatham, Cheatem, on the phone.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll transfer her. Lucretia, you're in good hands. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Hi there, Lucretia. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. So, Lucretia, my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. I'm going to be your intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay, I'm in a little pain. I had neck surgery
Gotcha.
a
Okay.
couple of weeks ago.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that, but I do hope your recovery is going well for you. In any case, I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, now I'll be taking you through a quick intake. Just to let you know ahead of time, a lot of these questions may sound familiar or you may have already been asked by the other agent. I do apologize for any repetition, but it is necessary to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, Lucretia, do you have an attorney already that's helping you with this lawsuit?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, sought advice from any other attorneys, and you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information to anyone about this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mrs. Lucretia, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. In regards to that, how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. I still have, some side effects from it, like the loss
Yeah,
of hair and irritation skin.
definitely, yeah. Well, overall, I'm glad to hear you're doing better. What date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with this, I want to say around August, of 2020. I believe August the 16th of 2020.
Okay, August, you said August 16th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your birthday?
My birthday is January the 18th, 1990.
Okay, January 18th, 1990. In addition, Mrs. Lucretia, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or loved ones that were also injured by Depo Provera that might need some help with this lawsuit?
Think when you just got on the phone, I was thinking about my friend Keisha. I wanted to reach out to her, but I'm not for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, in any case, it doesn't have to be now. What I'll do is when we're finished with this intake, I'll give you all of my contact information, and that way you can share it with whoever you might know who you think could need some help, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And then, Lucretia, was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay. And you used this for at least 1 year, right?
Yes, sir.
During that time, did you get at least 4 shots within a year?
Yes, sir. I think I got around to 11 to 12 shots within that
Gotcha.
time frame.
Okay, I see. And so you were definitely using it after January 1st, 1992, right?
Correct. Of course, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I know, silly question. I mean, you were born in 1990, of course.
Exactly.
I know, sometimes I feel a little bit stupid because I'll be asking people this and it's like, oh, they're born in 95, 96, and they're like, of course, you know. I know a lot of these questions will seem redundant, but I do apologize again. It's just for the sake of the recording. When was your start date
Yes,
of
sir.
Depo Provera?
I started in June of 2017.
Okay, June 2017. You're not sure of the exact day, are you?
No, sir, I'm not sure the exact date.
Yeah, not to worry at all. I can just put June of 2017. And when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I stopped using it in August when I started getting some side effects from it. August of 2020.
Gotcha. Okay, so shortly before you were diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, and then as sent to me by the other agent, I have your first name here as Lucretia, Lakrisha. Last name Cheatham, Cheatem.
M as in Mary, correct?
Yeah, M as in
At the
Mary.
end.
Do you,
Yes.
gotcha. Do you also have a middle initial or name?
Yeah, T as in Thomas.
Okay, T as in Thomas, Thomas the Tank Engine. Do you also have a suffix in your name? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
And what is your social?
256-81-1342.
Okay, just to be sure, I heard 256-81-1342.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then I also have your email down here. Your other representative sent this to me as well. It's Sarah, Sara, and then your last name, Cheatham, at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 346-671-6091.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
This is the cell phone.
Okay, Mrs. Lucretia, what is your current address?
It's 2539 Spring Cypress Road, apartment 6313, Spring, Texas 77388.
You said 2539. Did you say Grand Cypress?
Spring Cypress Road.
Fern Cypress.
Spring, like the
Spring
spring
Cypress.
thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry about that. Spring Cypress Road. And you said that's the one in Texas, Spring, Texas 77388.
Correct.
Okay. You mentioned there was an apartment number, right?
Yes, sir. 6313.
60. Okay. 6313.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll just repeat that one more time just to make sure I didn't make a mistake. It's 2539 Spring Cypress Road, and that's apartment 6313 and 77388.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is in regards to your diagnosis of meningioma. What doctor diagnosed you?
Rachel, and I can never pronounce her last name correctly. So,
Do you know how to spell it?
it's Theriault.
Okay, and then first name I would assume is Rachel.
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay, Rachel. I would assume that's maybe like Therial or Therial, one of the two.
There we are.
Therial,
Yeah.
gotcha. Okay, Rachel L. Therial. And I see here she's a hematologist out of Fort Worth, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what hospital was she working at? Or where were you diagnosed, I guess?
It was Memorial Hermann Cady Hospital.
Okay, give me just a second, see if I can find this one as well. You said Memorial Common?
Herman, like
Carmen, gotcha.
Herman,
Okay, gotcha. Memorial Hermann Hospital. Okay, let me see. Memorial Hermann. It looks like there's a few. Memorial, is it Memorial Hermann Texas Medical?
No, Katie.
Katie. Okay, gotcha. Katie as in Katie.
KATY.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. I found it here. It's the one on 23900 Katy Freeway.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all that information. In addition to this, before you were diagnosed with meningioma, did you ever have any other cancer diagnosis?
No.
And then, as regards to the doctor that treated you for meningioma, was this the same doctor or was it someone else?
No, this was the same doctor.
Okay, I would assume same facility as well, then, right?
Correct.
Okay, Rachel Therial at Memorial Hermann Cady. That's going to be
Well,
20.
you said the doctor who treated me versus the doctor who diagnosed me,
Yes, is that
because I
correct?
did have a different doctor who treated me. Like the doctor
Oh.
who treated me for it, I'm
Okay,
sorry, he was a
gotcha.
neurosurgeon, which was
Okay.
Dr. Larry Simmons, but they
You
was
said,
at the same location.
Gotcha. Okay, so same location, but this was a different doctor. And you said Larry Simmons?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see if I can find him. He should be in the staff directory. So Larry, I would assume, is Larry.
Correct.
And then Simmons is, how do you spell that?
SIMMONS.
Okay, perfect. And then this is in regards to not meningioma, but your Depo-Provera. Which doctor prescribed you with Depo-Provera?
The doctor who prescribed me with Depo-Provera was Alex, Alex Chen, Chen.
Okay. And what hospital was this?
This was a family clinic, the Simmons family clinic.
Spell that for me, please. I'm sorry.
SIM family clinic, SIM family clinic.
Okay, this was also in Spring, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Okay, it's the one on 8411 Luetta Road.
Let's see, changed it. No, it should have been off of Brightwood Drive in Houston, Texas.
Sim Family.
Clinic.
Okay. Sim Family Clinic. Okay, let me see. Is it 4331 Brightwood Drive, Suite 100?
Yes, sir, that sounds correct.
Okay, gotcha. Looks like either maybe their website went down or maybe they changed it at some point, but I did find it, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sim Family Clinic. And let me see if they have a phone number. Yep, they do. Okay, and then as far as the pharmacy, what pharmacy would you get Depo-Provera from?
CVS.
Okay, do you remember which CVS or the address for this one as well?
Spring, Texas, and hold on. It's right over. If I can Google it right quick.
If you don't remember, I can maybe help jog your memory. There's one on Aldine Westfield, Rayford Road, Farm to Market.
It's the farm to market.
Okay, gotcha.
3850 farm to market 2920.
Yeah, perfect. I found it right here. Thank you so much.
You're
And
welcome.
okay. And alrighty, looks like we're almost done here, actually. Do you have any copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail or electronically or both?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we're almost done here. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to. Do you have anyone you want to use as an emergency contact?
I would probably use my brother.
Okay, does he live with you or separately?
No, he lives separately.
Okay, and what's his name?
Brandon Cheatham.
You said Brandon, Brandon, and then same last name.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's his phone number?
404-804. 3186.
Okay, I heard 404-804 fourth. Sorry, I think I typed some. Yeah, no. 404 804 3186.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, do you know his email and his address as well? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know his. Yeah, I thought I had his address and his contact information, but
Okay, yeah, if
and I
you're not
think
sure, don't worry about it. In
okay.
any case, so we are actually almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to read off a quick checklist. This is just for compliance and basically to verify that everything we've covered is correct. I'll be reading off just a short list for about 30 seconds, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So we did confirm already that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you got at least four shots. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera. And then, of course, you were getting these injections after January 1st, 1992.
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
Now, in that case, Lucretia, yeah, perfect. So now what I'll go ahead and do is I'm gonna start drafting up some documents for you to digitally sign. Before I send them to you, I'm going to go ahead and send them to myself just to review the drafts and make sure I
Okay.
didn't maybe make a typo or make any errors on this. That way I can get it over to you and have it make sure it's correct the first time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I see my drafts here. I see you, Lucretia T. Cheatham. I'm just gonna check some of your personal information items as well. Okay, Spring Cypress Road, and then let me see. Yeah, because sometimes whenever I make these documents, the way it's set automatically, sometimes for some reason some fields don't get filled out, or maybe there's like a typo in there. So I always like to check it just in case, just for you, your sake. That way I'm not making you have to go back and forth and sign it multiple times.
Thank you, I understand.
Yeah, I like to be thorough with these things. Makes it
Yeah,
easier for the
like
both of us.
well, my mom always say, make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so 2539 Spring Cypress Road, apartment 6313. Okay, that looks good. Your birthday is January 18th of 1990, and your social is 256-811-342. Okay, and already, yep, everything looks good to me here on my end. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and click send, and then you should be receiving a text message and an email which contains a link to DocuSign momentarily, sometime within the next 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, our system's been a little bit slow, so it might take a minute or so, but just let me know when you get it.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, these are going to be retaining documents. Firstly, it'll state, of course, that our attorney partners are going to be representing you for this lawsuit, and it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. When you're done signing, of course, a copy will be emailed directly to you as well for your own safekeeping. And it's pretty easy. It's going to ask you just for initials in some fields and then a full signature in others. Just make sure you're paying attention to that. And if you need any help, just let me know. In the meantime, Lucretia, while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to be from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. That's going to be where you're going to want to call or text back should you need any help in the future. And that's also the number you can share with your friend that you mentioned if you think they could need some help. Okay, perfect. I just received the documents on my end. I'll just check it real quickly to make sure it got processed correctly. Alrighty, I see your name, Lucretia T. Cheatham, and I see your initials, Fantastic. That looks good to me. So in any case, Lucretia, thank you so much for your patience and your time today. That's all I needed from you for now. From here on out, just look out for a call from our attorney partners. That should be coming sometime within the next several days, maybe a week. Just depends on how busy they are, but sometime during that time frame, they're just going to call you again just to verify all of your information. Then and only then can they start working on your case. So it's very important that you answer their call, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, again. And I'll also be able to send you an email. It'll contain my contact card and my company card as well, just in case you may need it in the future for your own safekeeping. Or again, if you want to share it with anyone you know, you can do that as well, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're good to go. I do wish you all the best.
You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.